Adil Bayano is an MC and who is the son of two Panamanian immigrants. And along his journey to self-discovery, he finds out that the answers to all of his questions are actually embedded in his culture and upbringing. Bayano was a Maroon. We say in Spanish, a Cimarron. He actually led one of the biggest slave revolts on the Western Hemisphere. When he was brought over to Panama as a slave, he was able to escape into the jungle. Panama has one of the densest jungles in the world. So a lot of slaves were able to escape and not be caught because they were in the mountains. And what he would do was create a coalition that would come back and ambush the plantations. And they would ambush the plantations and bring some slaves back to the mountains. And then they would, you know, after a certain time, be in bigger numbers. And they would say, hey, let's go back and ambush some more. Let's go back and ambush some more and bring more slaves and more slaves into the mountains until they had living communities living in the mountains. You know, they did so until slavery no longer existed. He was known as King Bayano. So when you take King Bayano and you put the word ideal in front of it, you have the ideal king. Ideal comes from me being the ideal artist in the eye of the public. So you have the ideal king who plans to do what Bayano did, however, in the music industry, and that means paint his own picture, create his own path, and bring everyone with him. In this country, blacks have the fight that they're fighting, and Latinos have the fight that they're fighting. Now, a lot of us Panamanians are Afro-Panamanians, so we're black and we're Latino. So in a way, we're fighting two fights. My job is to paint that picture to the audience and let them know that I'm fighting one fight and simultaneously fighting another, you know, and I'm not the only Bayano. Bayano wasn't the only Bayano. Because of Bayano, I'm a Bayano. My father was a Bayano. My mom is a Bayano. And every Latino who comes to America is a Bayano. Every black person in America who continues to fight that fight is a Bayano. And, you know, we are all fighting that fight. So I'm the voice of everyone else who doesn't have a voice. So you have the Latinos who, some of them, you know, may have to cross the border to get here, or who knows, but they have to fight some kind of, you know, figure out some kind of Rubik's Cube to get here. You know, and the ones that are already here, you know, have to deal with poverty, have to deal with giving back to their family back home. So there are a lot of things that go into play that aren't talked about, you know, and my job is to kind of not only paint that picture, but let everyone know that I'm not the only Bayano. We're all Bayanos in our own way. And the only way that, you know, we'll see success as a people is to continue being Bayanos, which means painting our own path and bringing everyone with us. So it's interesting you bring that up. If there's a better term, I don't think it's been created or thought of yet. But I will say that Latinos and Africans have more similarities than anyone can imagine. You know, in a way, we're like cousins or actually the same people, just transplanted in different parts of the world. You know, we share a lot of the same music, a lot of the same customs, and really the same struggle when we get here. You know, we both have the language barrier to deal with. You know, a lot of us look exactly the same. You know, you have places in Cuba where they still eat fufu, or places in Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic where you may, you know, see some of the same music influences or a lot of the same old African religions that still exist. You know, different areas in Panama, they may have a Nigerian or Cameroonian name, you know, and we're really actually, you know, very, very similar. You know, you may take someone from Colón, Panama, who looks exactly like someone from Accra, Ghana, you know, and I think that a lot of times, because we have these names, you know, African-American or Latino or whatever it may be, we kind of separate each other and think of each other as different entities. But we're actually very similar, if not the same, just from different parts of the world. I think in a way it does, because it makes people think that Latino is a race, you know, when they don't know that you can be black as night and be Latino. You can be white as day and be Latino. You can be a mixture of both. You know, you can have a little Indian or be of any color and be Latino, you know, and so Latino is not a race. It is more so an ethnicity, but in a way, every Latin American country has its own ethnicity. You know, you can be from Argentina. A lot of Argentinians are of more so Italian descent or German descent. Whereas if you go to Cuba, you know, you have a lot of people from Western Africa. If you go to Panama, you have people who are of Caribbean descent and Western African descent. So I think a lot of that gets forgotten or gets looked over when you use the term Latino. They think that we're just more so one race. We're more so a diaspora or a melting pot. You know, growing up, I've always been faced with, you know, trying to reach self-discovery, whereas, you know, people would say, dang, I didn't know you were Hispanic or I didn't know you were Latino. I thought you were black, you know. But then if I'm around black people, they think that, you know, a lot of them may think that if you're black, you only speak English. But because you speak Spanish, okay, you're not black. You know, then I say, well, what if you're from Haiti? You speak French. You know, does that mean you're not black either? So, you know, us being, you know, Afro-Latino, we've always had to deal with that. You know, people ask us, are you black or are you Hispanic? You can't be both. You know, and they don't understand that a lot of Hispanics are black. You know, so that caused me to do a lot of research on my heritage, you know, research on Panama and, you know, how did the black people get there? You know, I know a lot of them came to build the canal in the early 1900s, but the first ones, how did they get there? You know, and as I did my research, you know, I learned more so as what slaves were brought there from what countries, you know, how they picked sugarcane, you know, what was Panama's importance in the Middle Passage, you know, and as I did that, I learned more and more about the history of slavery in Panama, how it didn't last too long because of a lot of revolting, you know, and as I learned more about that, I learned about Bayano and everything that he did there. Mm-hmm. Because Panama's not always on the radar, or Panama isn't the first place that people talk about when they think Latino or Latin American country, you'll notice that a lot of us Panamanians, before that same reason, we wear our culture on our sleeve. We're very proud. We're very quick to tell you we're Panamanian. If you hear us talk or see the way we act or get to know one of us, you'll know a Panamanian from any other kind. And, you know, as an MC, I kind of wear my culture on my sleeve in the same way that I'm going to tell you our stories. You know, I'm going to tell you about our culture, why we do this, why we wear our clothes like this, or why we practice certain customs. And I think that is why, you know, our Panamanian culture shines a lot, you know, when you do see it. You know, we don't have areas in the U.S. where there's a ton of Panamanians. You know, you can go to L.A. and there's a ton of Mexicans, or you can go to Langley Park and there's a ton of El Salvadorians, or you can go to New York, there's a ton of Dominicans. And you won't have areas like that where you have a ton of Panamanians, you know, but one Panamanian in a room, you know, is like 100, you know, in a way, you know, because we are very proud, you know, and I do that as well through my music. Contrary to popular belief, Panama is the birth of a Spanish hip hop, also known as reggaeton or Spanish reggae, depending on who you ask. It started there, and it has grown and expanded to other countries. But Panama is where the lyricism started, before it really got commercial, and on MTV and stuff like that. It's where the lyricism started, and it all began because Panama is a melting pot. So you do have the old African, you can hear the Africanness in the music, you know, you can hear it in the salsa, you know, but then you have all the influx of Caribbeans that came over in the early 1900s. So you have a lot of influence from the reggae. So you'll hear a lot of reggae in the beat in the beats with the raps, you know, but then you have a lot of the salsa influence. So all that is a melting pot, along with, you know, some hip hop artists that visited Panama in the 80s from America. You know, it started the creation of Spanish reggae or Spanish rap or whatever you want to call it. You know, and Panamanians have always been very, very skilled in lyricism. And, you know, Panamanians carry themselves in a not cocky, but a very confident, braggadocious, grandiose kind of way. So in that kind of lifestyle, you know, is exemplified in our music and in our raps. I was introduced to hip hop from two different angles. My older brother, who's from like the same generation as like the hip hop pioneers in Panama, like El General or Nando Boom, you know, he was always rapping. So I was growing up when rapping in Panama was like the thing to do, but everyone was like really, really good at it. You know, before it had the glitter and the glam when it was like lyrics and like amazing beats. Because Panama does have a lot of African influences, you'll hear a lot of like the call and response, not only in the salsa, but also in the hip hop and the other music that Panamanians listen to. So I was introduced to that at an early age, but at the same time, you know, being in America, you know, I was exposed to the Nas's and the Jay-Z's, and a guy that really stood out to me was Big Pun, because he kind of wore his culture on his sleeve, even though he was rapping in English. No matter what verse you heard, you knew that he was Puerto Rican, you know. And I try to do the same thing. No matter what verse you hear, you're going to know I'm Panamanian, or you're going to know where I come from, you know. So I would say that my influences range from Big Pun to Nas to Jay-Z to Big L. I also, you know, look up to a lot of the producers. You know, producing is a big aspect of hip-hop. So I look at a lot of the producers. And actually, one of the producers on Reasonable Doubt, you know, one of the greatest albums ever, is Panamanian, and that's DJ Clark Kent. So it kind of shows you that hip-hop is not just an American thing, you know. It's really a global thing. They call me Bayano. I come from where they got quicksand instead of potholes. Stray petals and gatos, bathing in the river with the potos. My grandmama played the lotto every Tuesday in Sabado. Only way you make it out soccer, or if you got flows and drugs too. Yeah, they had plugs too. We was in the barrio, we ain't had no dungaroos, Mangoes and salchicha. Every OG a alcoholic, but somehow a hood teacher. Big hips, brown skin, each mamacita. The east side forest where they grow that cocaina, Retired kingpins, they acting like they preachers. Ay, Dios mío, ay, Dios mío. I told you about my primo, you ain't heard about my tío. For the American dream, you need American green. For that, need an American scheme. American classism got us stuck in between. I broke in Uncle Sam's house dressed like I'm about to ski. This is for all the times you ever took my cheese. He looking at me all wrinkly. Please don't squeeze. Lost family in 89 when America intervened. They bombed the whole barrio, smoke, rubble, and screams when they came for no egga. Uncle in the bodega, watching Showtime Lakers. Yo, check the circuit breaker. Army tanks in the street, everybody running back. You ain't touching me, barrio. He started busting back. I'm from that same cloth. Bayano was a slave until he took the chains off and escaped to the jungle where it never rained soft. And came back to ambush with blow darts, and them things were never way off. Killing slave masters that look just like Adolf. These politicians is worse. I ain't mad at dudes like Madoff. You gotta get it, guy, you can. Cause lacking a plan, why have you that 495 driving like Stan? Damn. And you know she saying, Mita. I'm still drinking that Chivas. In memory of my uncle was hoping he got that visa. That pickup truck grabbing immigrants. I front the cleaners. Every AM, day out and day in, construction boots start lacing. 5 Migos, 3 Ghanaians, 2 Haitians. First time they seen snow, a triple goose in a duffel bag. Nobody told them they get introduced to Uncle Sam. Thought this was the promised land, begging moms for Sonic, man. Lying to get free lunch to eat, you can't be honest, man. He said, hide this in your halter while I drink my malta. The same times that drew a Heisenberg from Walter. Meet up, Bayano boy never falter. Meet up, Bayano boy, might assault you just to get these bread rolls, just to get these pesos, just to get these pesos. They say trading you some bread roll. Lacing up my Jordan ones, chose to quit my job, but the studio record a ton. Talking to execs while I'm on the run. My primo, hand on the gun, he told me, be a good boy, this rap shit, you on to some. Then he disappeared, I was too young to understand that he was on the run. Mama, want some jewelry shit, go ahead, order some. He was in the barrio in the 60s for his only son. Shirts hanging on clotheslines, hoping that the stone don't come. I chilled there every summer, young teenagers just pouring rum. Me and you lady friends and shady friends, but you ain't seen a fighter like this Panamanian, Nate. Used to ignore us, not a told us, a hob us. Labels know they can't short us, short us. With these offers, the finest wine that we coke and producer from Cameroon. Bought some land with an ostrich, so we can live rilla in the villa till he die of natural causes. And stay away from the corona, I'm just warming up. This is the story of the son of two foreigners. But y'all know, boy, I used to play with Tonka toys. I'm Odysseus, and I came to conquer Troy.